I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I always tell this tip this time of year. It's when panfish want a smaller profile, but you still want to have the flash of a big lure for attraction. I'll tell you what you need to do, but first.
Don't miss your chance to save big during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday, March 4th, the first 300 shoppers will receive a ticket to shop and pop to get anywhere from 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Fill your cart and pop a balloon at checkout to reveal your savings. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, and the first 300 shoppers will receive tickets. Don't miss Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event to score huge savings this Saturday, March 4th.
I learned this from Mr. Walleye Gary Roach. This time of year, the panfish want a smaller profile, maybe just one waxworm or a couple of maggots. But yet you want to have that attraction of that big flashy spoon. So you take a big flashy spoon, you tie it onto your line, and then you remove the treble hook. On that split ring that you took the treble hook off of, you tie a piece of fluorocarbon. About 6 inches down, you tie on that treble hook that you just removed from the spoon. So now what you have is the attraction of that large spoon, and you have the smaller profile of that tiny hook. What you do is lace that hook with a couple of maggots, maybe a waxworm or two, and send it down. The jigging action will move that spoon, attract the panfish over. Of course, they're not going to hit that big spoon, but they're going to see that treble hook and those tiny morsels that are attached, and they're going to inhale that bait. This is the perfect portion of the season to use this setup. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.